After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Don't you just love when a season finale ties everything in a nice little bow and then blows your mind in the last 5 seconds? The Black Lightning season finale, let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Whew! It was a lot.
Loud!
That deep sigh. Oh,
oh my Mike Lowry.
Just said, oh my Mike Lowry.
Just kidding.
What's done?
It's a new segment. No, I'm just kidding. What is up, guys? We're here for the season finale of Black Lightning, Book of Apocalypse, Chapter 2, The Omega.
Ooh.
Y'all.
They brought it.
They sure did.
They brought it.
And
hook me out.
Not to like... I'm an Aquarius, and like, you know, we're here. We fully believe that we're right always.
Okay.
Mama just said, we told you.
We told y'all,
and y'all need to stay until the end of the show to know what we're talking about. But we told y'all a lot of things, and those things came into fruition. But before we can hop into all of that, I am your girl, Drew Jones, and I cannot do this amazing show without my ladies.
What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha. This show. Almost got me on the flow.
I'm Zuri Shalice.
What's up, y'all? It's Portia. I'm back in action. I know y'all missed me. I love y'all.
We finally are all four here together for the season finale, but we here. We out here. And I just, like, before we hop into this episode, I want to know what was a moment, not including this episode, that really stuck out to you of, like, for the season.
Oh. I'm going to have to go with Khalil and Jen. The runaway moment inside the trailer, mm-hmm. when she was looking at the picture and everything. They had their love moment. I love their love story. Their yes. whole love story. I love it.
I think we finally got to see Jen in her suit. We've been, that's yes. what we've all been waiting for.
Yes, honey.
Can I say two?
Yes.
Okay, the first one was that whole episode when we first found out who the Purdy and the Sanjay was, and then all those liquids was coming out of everybody.
Yes.
That whole episode made my skin crawl. Cause then we first saw Grace Powers in that episode too. It was a lot. That was a skin crawl episode. I cannot stop thinking about it every time I think about the most craziest thing of Black Lightning. And then I will never forget this moment ever, Khalil's spine getting pulled out of his back.
Oh my gosh. That was gonna be mine.
Yeah.
I will never forget
that.
That
was just nasty.
Yeah. I will never. That stood out.
Ingrained in your memory.
The whole season, like that's what I'm gonna think about on this season.
You know how like the sound, like you remember the sound of it? It sounded crazy.
Yes.
I always wonder, like how they make those sounds, because they always use the craziest things to make this. Like I have a homeboy who does like AR. And he's like, oh, we use, like, keys or, like
hands in a cherry jar or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's, like, it's always crazy stuff. So I'm like, what did you guys do to make that sound? Because it truly, ugh.
Did y'all close your eyes? I closed my eyes because I saw it happening and I knew he was going to pull it out.
Me and Drew was sitting there, eyes open, like,
I'm a weirdo.
Oh, my beat.
I watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, I was grabbing stuff. I was clenching. It was a lot.
Just like tonight's episode, we have so much to talk about, you guys. As always, we have our OMBL moment, which is going to be hard to choose for this episode, honey, but we are going to try. You guys help us out in the chat if you're chilling with us, and let us know what your all's OMBL moments were. And we have Gamdar for one more time for the season. You know, because I think Portia and Gambi, through this couple's therapy, have really found some peace.
I got love for Peter Esposito.
So stick to the end, because we're going to get their final report of how they're doing. But let's just hop right into it. So last episode we left off with Jen on the ground. She's glowing. In this episode, we have her still glowing on the ground, but we got Gambi pulling up and Lala. What was going through your all's mind when you see Lala pull up on Gambi?
I thought he was going to kill him. He was just kill happy the whole...
He was kill happy. I knew he didn't know what was going on. I knew at that moment, Lala was just ready for the turn up for anybody who was on Tobias' side.
Factual.
Like, right. All you got to do is tell me you with Tobias and I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
That was I was just like, calm down. Calm down now. Just let him get Jen together. Just calm down. But I didn't think he was going to kill him. I just wanted him to calm down and walk away.
Yeah. For sure. I know I said we were going to do the show chronological, but I lied. We're actually going to talk about Lala right now because Lala kind of... Like, I feel like we've been waiting for this moment to happen for Lala since season one. But he's officially Tattoo Man now.
Yeah. Officially Tattoo Man. He got his name.
Yeah.
Which we don't know if that's going to be announced.
Yep.
But he's out here. He, you know, he
deeply rooted brainwash issues.
Yeah, he lets Jen and Gambi go because he's really just eyes on the prize. It's all about Tobias. And we get to see a really, I felt very unsettling moment between, well, obviously he comes and helps Jefferson and Anissa with a little fight. And
he walked out like a G, man.
He sure did. And then he kept it pushing. He was like, your friend is struggling. You should go deal with that. And then,
loved every minute of that.
He goes to Tobias, and it was a very unsettling fight scene for me. I don't know about you guys.
It was very... I wanted action. I was like, did he really just shoot him and nothing happened?
He like picked it up.
I just could not believe it. I knew he had super strength and in this not aging power. I had no idea he was bulletproof.
Well, mine was mainly the mind games with stuff with the gun. Yeah. And everything. That's what flipped me. I knew about everything else, but that mind tripped me up. I said, "What does he not have? What is Tobias he killable?"
Has different levels of quotes to say to this man with brainwashing him. Mm-hmm. That's scary. The first one was the devil deals the cards, and this one was get all his tattoos at once. Like,
yeah. And we see it. He falls to the ground, and all of these bodies are popping, or faces are popping up on his body, and Tobias kind of dubs him.
Whole faces, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tattoo man. And he says, last we see of Lala is Tobias basically being like, you're going to end up in buried in concrete
on the east side.
But I guess now we go see him.
Yeah.
Now it's side eye. Are we really? Is he really going to be dead?
Oh, he's not dying.
No, he's definitely not. And now that Tobias is locked up.
Yeah.
It's we definitely go see Tattoo Man.
We definitely are going to see Tattoo Man. Speaking of people we like to see or maybe not see, we love seeing you guys. And we've had so much fun with you all this season. But if you guys want to keep up with us, Zeri is going to tell you guys how you can keep popping with us.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Make sure you give us a like and thumbs up on our channel. Also, be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave a comment. After Buzz means so much to me, as well as the other ladies on this panel. And we're all on other shows. So be sure to keep up with us on All Things TV.
Yes. You guys already, we'll tell you guys what other shows you can catch up with us at the end of the episode because you know we love rocking with y'all. Let's talk about my favorite. This might have been my favorite part of the entire episode. I don't know if I'm giving away my own BL. Berlin, honey.
Oh!
That ass.
That was one of mine. I was ready. Yes.
She said, bop, bop, bop.
Bitch.
She's so
She's just like, I'm tired of seeing your face. Why you keep popping up?
And don't get mad at me for cursing because that is what she said. Verbatim.
I think for me, it was that last neck snap.
Yes.
I was like, Lynn is a trained killer.
She said, pop, pop, took her, boom.
Because this is...
out of the air.
Jefferson just said...
Yo, that's crazy.
He literally
saw them fight and he backed up like, in confusion. He's confusion, like, turmoil.
I am confusion.
Low key, he was like, my wife bad. Yeah. She bad.
Okay. Right? Okay. That's a proud, my chick just beat that ass mother.
Okay. Never come for Lynn. Never speak her name with any hate in your heart because she will come for you.
Okay. Okay.
For real, for real.
So, yeah, because the whole reason she fights Dr. Jace, besides just all this pent up, you know, emotion towards her, is because old sis tries to pull up on Black Lightning.
Trying to take him out.
Right? Trying to take him out.
Not my husband.
not my man.
Okay, not mine. Because.
No.
Don't know what you thought.
Okay. I don't know how you do it in your house, but in my house,
right?
We don't shoot my man.
Okay,
thank you. That's ride or die. That's bae.
Cause let me let you know how this gonna go, real quick. Okay, hit her with a two-piece of the biscuit.
You're going to learn today.
Today, not tomorrow.
So Dr. Jace, after getting her behind handed to her on a silver platter, basically is like, listen, y'all need to know that the Markovians are coming. And I've got the tea.
Okay.
And I will share it with you if I get a police escort and you guys, like, put me in protection. So Henderson takes her away, yada, yada, yada. We see how that goes because she's chilling in jail while this whole, you know, blackout is going on. And old boy from a couple episodes who we've been wondering who he was, we finally find out who he was. Thank you, Black Lightning writers, for making it all come together. Because this whole time I'm like, there's so many storylines, I don't know how they're going to pull this together. Mm-hmm. But y'all did. Because y'all bomb. But he is a Markovian bounty hunter.
Yes.
And he whisked her away.
And he wasn't up for that little debate that she be doing. She be getting everybody.
Right?
Okay? She be trying to hustle with everybody, but nah. I don't do that.
He said, I'm
he
good.
He teleported her right to Markovia, exactly the place she did not want to be.
Facts. And so Dr. Jace is now on Team Markovia, whether she likes it or not. I'm going to assume she does not like it because that has been her thing the entire time.
She's been trying to stay locked up so she don't go to them fools.
Exactly. Let's talk about this fight scene with Black Lightning.
And the Fab Four.
And Thunder. And the Fab Four. Because that, we've gotten really good fight scenes this season. Mm-hmm. But this fight scene in particular, I feel like is my favorite of the season.
Yeah. It was a lot. Like, you know, we see this thing where they're fighting real hard. It's like a win-lose situation. And then I just about passed out when I saw Anissa drowning standing up. I looked at everybody, I said, is she drowning? And she on her 2 feet and she's drowning. I couldn't take it. But lo and behold, Tattoo Man saves the day.
Okay. He does. And technically Jen, because this whole time, Black Lightning suit is getting low on juice because the entire city's out. And so he's kind of slowly starting to power down. And Gambi and Jen are on this mission to restart the generator. Mm-hmm. And Jen controls her powers.
And activate that mug.
Yeah. Okay. She's able to get it popping. And we see old boy glow through the ice.
Gambi got to have more faith in Jen. Because he was ready to leave her in the crib and lock her up like she a little stay-at-home dog.
I mean,
like,
could you blame him, though?
No.
She just powered down in the very beginning of the show.
At the end of the day, look, hold on. Drew, can you just tell them what you said when you saw her power down?
Wait, what did I say?
It was like, this is how I look when I'm jogging.
I said that's how I look when I go jogging, which isn't often for that reason.
I'm so sorry, but that was a funny moment. So every time I see Jen power down, I think about Drew saying that. But, I just feel like, first of all, what Jen had a point. When he came back to his senses, she had a great point. Like, why would you run at her full force knowing that she has all of this energy bursting out of her? Granted, you got these gloves, but you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing with the gloves. You ain't did what you're supposed to do with the suit. Everything's just out of your control at this point. So you got to learn a few lessons, okay?
Listen. He warned that girl. He warned her. He said, sit your butt down. And she is just like a child who don't want to sit their butt down and get burned.
But she's powerful, and she owns her powers, and no matter what, she always got a safe space. She always comes to her senses. She always controls it, and she is amazing, okay?
She did
her thing. That generator came on. Her daddy suit powered up. He broke that ice. He saved Anissa from drowning.
I will say, I really...
No, it wasn't like that.
There are a couple of really dope moves where I feel like we've seen... I feel like through the season, since Thunder got her powers last season, we've seen her and Black Lightning fight together, and it's been, like, two people fighting.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like this fight scene, we saw so many, like, combo moves that's, like, they're finally kind of being very cohesive and fighting together.
Big facts.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was one where he's, like, zapping them, and she does, like, a flip over him and, like...
Does a thunder thing.
Yes, it was so dope.
Right. I did
everything
expect...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the two guys who walked in late to the party, and he was like, I don't think so, and then he just zapped.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little lackluster for me. Like, you got these powers, and you're not even using them.
Can I just say it's hilarious that the two black men rolled up late? I said, even in our own show, we can't be on time.
Can't be on time for the fight. For the fight. Of all things. It ain't take nothing for markets to go down. That was a quick
blow. That's what I'm saying.
Quick blow to the boss. He out. Like, that was it.
I was like, you walked in here with all this just fire and...
Boom. He was out, and Mr. Cold Case wasn't nothing but a few lightning strikes before he was out of there.
I said, you better call Tasha Mack. Right. Come fix that situation for you. If you guys don't know, he was on the show The Game.
Okay. And Tasha Mack was his mama.
Yeah. Yes. Great show. It was CW as well. Check it out.
I think amazing it's on, show. I loved it.
I loved it too. I think it's on CW Seed. So you it guys is. Should check it out. For show. Reverend Holt's alive.
I told y'all the Rev was not dead. When he died, we was sitting here, and I said, oh, he's not dead. You can't kill the Rev. How you gonna kill the faith of the community?
Okay? Oh, no.
But you did it. You basically put my hands together.
But they didn't kill him.
Right.
So basically,
Reverend Holt is alive.
So basically, all Tobias big kills aren't really dead. Like, everybody, yeah. Oh, except Ty, we don't know about
allegedly.
Ty. Allegedly for Ty. But Khalil still and Reverend Holt were, like, his two, like, monumental kills, and they aren't dead.
Tobias can't get nothing right.
No. All can't I know get is... nothing right.
And I'm also, I am not an Aquarius, I am a Leo, but I did say that Cutter was going to leave. I do love you all. I did say that Cutter was going to leave him because... He was just going to be have too much dip on his chip.
You did.
I was thinking that. She called
Let's talk about Cutter and Tobias because we've kind of seen him be abusive towards her this entire season. He's talked down to her. There's even been some physical going on. And she finally said, enough is enough. To the left, to the left.
Everything you
actually,
own.
He pulled the Beyonce and he said, I could have 10 of you.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's that hurt my soul.
Y'all gonna see me.
He literally said I could have 10 of you by tomorrow.
Y'all gonna see me next season as Tobias' new side piece, but my name's gonna be something like Butter.
I'm done.
Not Butter. But what you gonna do? What's gonna be your superpower?
I'm just gonna sit in the background and eat and be like,
with some butter.
That's why I kind of left.
I'm not about to play with you.
I was gonna be like, why are you talking to that painting, weirdo? And then he's gonna throw me out the window. that's how my storyline's gonna go next season.
OMG. I'm glad she left him with his old to the left, look as though.
I like her I like her character though, so I kinda want her back next season.
I wonder if she's gonna be one of those females that come back to the abusive relationship.
I hope not.
And save him out of the pit.
You never know.
You never she know. Bet not.
Sometimes it is the female that always be saving their man.
Out the pits.
Because who else loves him?
Tori.
His sister did.
I mean, out the pit, out the pod. The pod babies are out of the pods. And they are roaming around.
Roaming the city.
Yeah.
Lost. Confusion.
I am confusion.
They are confusion.
Poor babies. Bless their hearts.
It's like, it's nothing we could do for you.
They look strong.
They look real strong.
When they were walking out there, I was like...
They ain't missing no meals.
I was like, they thick and they strong.
They look well rested.
Yeah. There's a couple of them I was like, okay, abs.
I was ready to see what, you know, one of them at least activate their powers. Yeah.
I thought we were going to have a Wendy moment. Because, you know, when she got out, like, her powers were automatic.
She was going through some stuff.
Monique voice, I would like to see it, you know? I would like to see that. People are dragging me in the chat about loving Tobias. Listen...
Man.
Marvin, who plays Tobias, is a handsome man, in my opinion. And I just, he's a cool dude. So, whatever.
But he's so abusive.
I know. I love a good bad guy. And Tobias is a good bad guy. You know? He makes it for a good villain. I can't help it.
They even made his lips chap when he was going to jail. Did you guys see that?
I did. They said, you're going to jail. Ashy.
Hey.
Sent them in there with the crusty lips like that.
Did. I want to get him some
They
didn't
have to do him like that.
They said, no shea butter and no chapstick for you, my guy.
Like, I was so disappointed. Like if you gonna be, but he was suited and booted, though. That white little, he looked like he had on a summer outfit. Oh. But, clean and white, too, okay? Out here looking real clean. I liked it. He looked really nice.
He did. Before he went up in there,
besides
though,
lips.
Jen bust into the crib and basically She officially announces herself
as Lightning.
That was a badass entrance.
That was a moment.
She was like, she was like, call me Lightning.
First of all, no. Can we get to, I hate to say this, but I think this is my OMBL moment. Can we get to how she flew out the back of that truck?
Yes.
And said, if I can float in my dreams, I know I can fly while I'm away.
I was like, I said, what poem was that from Maya Angelou?
She literally, she went back like this, and we saw her power up, and it was like, shoom.
Left gate. I mean, there looking was like...
I said, where art thou? Where did you go?
I said, I know why the cage bird sings.
Amen. The cage bird sang because she needed to get to her revenge. I wanted so badly for her to take him out.
She was leaning
I was praying for it because she was holding him. I was like, yes.
But then Jefferson, morals and whatnot.
Been wanting to kill this fool forever.
Comes up in there, doesn't want his baby to be a cold-blooded killer or whatever.
But he been wanting to kill him for forever.
So, Jen has to let go because Jefferson is basically attaching himself to her and overpowering. And she's like, I can't kill my daddy. So, she lets go. And Jefferson and her, I love when they both are like, because what did Tobias say to them? That basically, like, he tried them.
He pulled out a gun and he was like, I'm about to kill y'all. And they looked at him, they like, please.
They said, please. And then bop, bop.
Together. They both used their powers to take him.
There was a lot of unity this episode and I really liked it.
We have never seen Jen and Jeff fight together until this moment.
Right. Yeah. And that was the first time we ever seen Tobias at his weakest point. Because Tobias could whoop anybody's butt, to be quite honest. But this time, I finally got to see his butt whooped by Jen. And I was about to call him Tobias. By Black Lightning.
I like it. I'm here for it. Well, Jen is like supposedly in the DC Comics one of the most powerful metahumans that there are, so it's dope to see that kind of
dad couldn't even interfere.
Yeah.
She's a nuclear bomb. She's the most powerful. She more powerful than a teleporter old looking self. She more powerful than the little shakedown, the cold snap, the new wave, all them. She'd take all them out real quick. Slap. Bop. Out of there.
She is here for Lightning.
So now Tobias is in the pit. He's behind layers, honey.
He in the pit.
Layers upon
the
layers.
I even saw a collar behind his neck.
Yeah.
They're not
like, he's up
they got there. His neck chained. They a little strong neck. They got all that chained up. They like, you ain't about to use no strength for that.
You and that strong neck of yours ain't going nowhere. You're going to jail. Period.
They said, this is a black box. This is nowhere to be found on any map.
Yep. Don't get a lawyer. You get nothing.
And they said, you get no call. You get no commissary. You get no conjugal visits, my guy.
Okay? You get no food.
No food.
No food. How are you going to get food to him in there?
I don't know. They might send him like a Go-Gurt.
Oh.
It took a while.
I thought she was going to say a piece of bread, but out of everything, she said a Go-Gurt.
Can you imagine Tobias?
He ain't even got no cot to lay down in. He just got a box.
I'm sure he got something down there. Can you imagine Tobias just like sitting in the corner mad angry eating a Go-Gurt? Because you can't eat a Go-Gurt like a thug, you know? Like, there's no, like, strong way to eat a Go-Gurt.
Ain't no filet mignon. Ain't no nothing. No caviar that he was throwing up at Khalil's face. None of that.
I would like to think they used a Go-Gurt that's, like, two flavors and it's, like, really bright and childish looking.
I'm not about to play with you.
That would be very funny.
You know what I'm thinking about? Because he always talks to the painting of his sister to just stay sane.
Uh-huh.
Now he don't even have that.
He's going to use the Go-Gurt draw picture.
I'm done. Where is this Go-Gurt? Y'all get her.
The opening scene of season 3 is just going to be a stick figure made out of Go-Gurt. I'm Tori.
I'm not about to play with
you. So I was thinking, like, they went to his house to get the box, but they didn't get the box. So I'm worried about the box.
That is very true. We don't know what happened to I'm hoping it's just a scene we didn't see and they retrieved it, but that's very true.
Of course they did. Again, they might have let them go without getting that.
That is very true. But the episode kind of wraps up with Reverend Holt bringing everything together with his podcast.
This was
he stole the airwaves.
Excuse me, city. I'm coming to you via radio and podcast.
Like, fool, what? Your podcast ain't even uploaded yet. People don't listen to podcasts live all the time. I'm like, hold on.
So this man really got... But you know what? I love his speech.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we can hold the city together through faith and through love by holding it in our hearts.
Yeah.
That was real touchy for me.
I loved watching that along with, you know, it pairing up with the scenes of them kind of cleaning up the city at the same time. I was like, yes, I love it. But we're not done.
No.
Because it wouldn't be a season finale if we didn't have a what the hell just happened type of vibe. And of course, Odell is always up to some tomfoolery. And we some pods and bow, it's Issa. Because we've been wondering where he went. Bow, it's Wendy.
Because he's so Wendy.
This one's mine. It's Khalil.
So we knew he wasn't dead.
We already told y'all.
We said, hey, husband.
Jordan Calloway. Yuck.
He came and he sat right here next to me and he lied. Because I literally said, we both said that he ain't dead. We ain't seen nobody.
And he said,
I ain't coming back.
he said, nah.
That's all I know. I ain't seen no scripts. I ain't been on set. I don't know nothing. He said, I ain't coming back.
Mm, he lied.
You ain't got the lie, Craig.
Lied, honey. But you know what? Listen, Black Lightning Riders, I'm just saying, if you want, like, someone to, like, join your team, I'm here.
I'm done.
I'll send you my resume.
I'm here.
I'll send you my resume.
She be coming up with good ideas.
Book
Gold
her.
Kurt. Butter.
Book me. Run me my check.
Book her.
Thank you. But yeah, they are alive and they are in pods. And
Aaron is funny, I'm sorry.
They're coming back. And I'm interested to see if they are going to be brainwashed or if they're gonna know like who they are or what's going on there. Is Jennifer gonna finally get her man?
Oh, I can't wait for that moment. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just turned up. But when you said Jennifer seeing her man, it just sparked something in me. I would love to see that moment.
I'm here for it because I
know she gonna be like the resurrection of Christ, okay? She gonna take it that steep. Like, oh my God, he is risen.
I cannot.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have compared it to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But, you know, it's that kind of excitement.
Okay? I feel you with that because she was low-key hating on her sister. And she said, you lucky. You have a chance at love. And now Jeff has a chance.
I love it.
He is not dead.
He is alive.
He is asleep.
So we'll see how that goes because we have this cute moment in the kitchen. Jen is complimenting her mama. Jefferson has this sweet moment where he's emotional and he's like loving his family and whatnot. And it looks like we're about to get a good old-fashioned soul train like any good black piece of entertainment.
The music came on and everything.
Right? I was like, here we go, soul train. No.
Odell strolled in.
He sure did.
He walked up in their house like he owned it.
He sure did. He was like, it's dusty in here. So, what's up? And he lets them know the Markovians are coming.
He said, I recruited all of y'all. He said, I recruited you, Black Lightning, you, Thunder, and then whatever you calling yourself, young lady. I said, oh, he got all the nerve. I was ready.
No.
So I was ready for Jeff to take him out.
Portia, I was thinking back to your moment where you were just like, so he just walked up in there? Like, no locks on the door, right? No nothing.
Man, what? All the disrespect.
I was honestly hoping that like Jeff would have looked up and saw the camera and like been one step ahead, but then...
Nope.
No.
They had a lot going on.
Because
even if he did see a camera, he gonna think about Gambi. Granted, he would ask Gambi, you know, what's this camera doing in my house? But that he would automatically think about, you know, Gambi just watching us. He could, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's basically how this season ends. Is Freeland is ground zero. Yeah,
for war.
For war, honey. Ooh. And this was such a good season.
This was such a good season.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's hop into OMBO.
Yes.
So, even though we almost named it all.
I can come up with other
We got some OMBLs in the chat.
So for those of you who don't know, OMBL is Oh My Black Lightning. Every week we like to reflect on the episode and talk about the moments that made us go, oh my gosh, Oh My Black Lightning. That was crazy. Can't believe it happened. Or yes, it happened, or no, it happened. I don't know. Whatever moment just stuck out to you, that's your OMBL. So, Lanisha, do you wanna?
Khalil, seeing my man. I was like, hey! It's him. Ooh, I was so happy.
I I think even after watching the whole episode, I couldn't help but to think the Reverend is still here. Like, I don't get it. Even in the part where they first introduced him, they were helping. They were, like, moving his legs for him, and then he walked. I'm like, so can he walk? What's happening with the Reverend?
I feel like he's the representation of Freeland. Like, he's, like, kind of, like, the heart of Freeland. So it was showing for a minute there. It was, like, you know, down and out, but Freeland keeps it pushing even when they've, like, hit a couple speed bumps. And Portia's making a look at me like I really hit her soul.
You did. Thank you. That was good, Drew.
Thank you.
Because it reminded me of his whole speech when he talked about no matter what we go through, if we hold on with love and faith, we got this. And that is so true in all of our lives. If we hold on with love and faith through everything we go through, we always can make it. We are always overcomers.
Facts.
That made me go there. But, yeah, my OMBL was definitely Lynn and Dr. J's fight, okay?
Oh, yes.
Because she towed her up like, bam.
I agree. That definitely, I'm trying to think of a different OMBL moment. Actually, no, my OMBL moment was that little move with Black Lightning and Thunder where they did the synchronized, like she did the flip and bow, knocked everyone to the ground, because that was dope and I loved seeing that. And maybe the Jin flying into the window thing, because that was
good.
That was dope.
Angelic. Like,
yeah, the reveal of lightning fully. And getting to have like a nice close-up look at her suit, because like it does have the lightning on it, and I was like, that's fire. But let's go to the chat and see what some of your all's OMBL moments are.
So we get a lot of seeing Khalil in the pod. That was an OMBL.
Yeah.
Art Love said when Lala got all of his tattoos. Oh, yeah. Fandom D Saint definitely said seeing Khalil and Lynn and Dr. J's. Aaron said the whole season. Kevin Jones said when Jen turned into the Phoenix. Yeah, that is pretty much it. They are all kind of saying the same thing. Daryl Phil said the fight scene with the Fab Four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm with the whole season. Yeah.
Right.
This whole season. Okay.
It was a lot. Let's, if you guys have any OMBL moments, if you're listening to the podcast or you're listening or watching us on YouTube after we've gone live, be sure to comment and let us know, because we'll still be talking to you all throughout the week because we love you guys. But let's do Gamdar for one more time. Portia, you know.
All right, y'all. Gamdar. So we're going to bring this hate of Peter Esposito to a close. And for those of you who don't know, on season one, we had a hate relationship. It was all hate. It was
Portia
not love.
Had a hate relationship.
Okay, I had a hate relationship with Gamby because he was doing some really foul stuff and he was keeping a lot of secrets and I had no trust for him. But this season, he has slowly but surely gained my trust. So I want to commend him for that. That's right, Peter. And then I honestly believe that he is good to go. I don't think that he's up to nothing crazy, at least not at this point. I believe he's going to get that briefcase, though, and he going to know what to do with it, with these pod kids. He going to know how to control them. I just hope, you know, he don't take the power that he now has and turns it into the old keeping secrets Gamby. And as far as who tried to take him out, I really think it was Odell. I think my theory for who tried to take Gamby out at that two-episode part of the season when he went ghost because everybody thought he was dead, I think it was Odell, because Odell knew that he was the mastermind of the family, and he knew that whatever he tried to do to them or tried to figure out within them, Gamby was going to know. And lo and behold, he didn't do what he had to do. Gamby is still here. And we are happy about that, because even though he passing out for a couple of hours in the first couple of minutes of the show acting all crazy, he knew better. I still feel like he is the rock of the family.
Wow. Aww. You know what that is? Growth. That's growth. And I'm very proud of you.
That's
Gamby.
Keeping the love in my heart that Reverend Holt told me to put
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you and Gamby for coming so far. You know, it gives us all hope.
Yeah.
For a better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, this has been a really fun season.
I don't want to know.
I know. I know. It's been such
just
a
guy here.
I know. We just got here. But, you know, we're renewed for season 3, so if you want to see our faces, keep rocking with us, because hopefully
keep
we'll be back
with us
for season 3's after show. Until, no, let's do predictions for season 3.
Yeah,
why
let's
not
do it.
Yeah, let's do some
hold on, why Nate Milton said that Shakedown was on Meta metahuman time. You know how like we say black people time?
He sure was. He was
on metahuman time. I'm about to play.
All right, ladies, let's do some predictions for what you would like to see in season 3. Because there still are a lot of questions up in the air. Where's Grace?
Yes. That was what I was about to say. I'm ready to see that duo.
You know, what's going to happen with Khalil and Issa and Wendy? A lot of things up in the air. So, predictions. A
lot of love this season 3. I'm waiting for Anissa and Grace to become the power duo. And you know Khalil's back, so I'm ready to see that love with him and Jen. Hopefully, I pray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I predict that Tobias summons Lala to release him, and Cutter will go back to Tobias. Because she had the opportunity to kill him, and she didn't. So, something is there.
OMG. I hope not. I think the Markovian War is going to be the whole season 3. I think every single episode we're going to get this war. They're going to be fighting, and then lo and behold, on the season finale, the family are going to win. The Black Lightning and Lightning and Thunder. They're going to win and beat the Markovians.
They're newbies.
And the Pod Babies are going to be... They're not going to be the villain army. They're going to be on Black Lightning's team. That's what I think.
What's old boy's name that allegedly blew up in the car?
Todd.
Okay, this is my prediction.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Todd's dead. I think the Markovians have him. I think the Markovians have Grace. And I think the Markovians are going to have Cutter. So I think they are stacking up their team for Freeland. All the people, all the metas or, like, people who had any bit of knowledge about the situation, I think it's going to be, like, half and half. Half are going to be team ASA. The other half are going to be Team Markovians. I don't think Khalil is going to be completely Khalil when he comes back.
Of course not.
I think he's going to be real different. And hopefully love
will conquer all.
And then Jennifer can get her man, finally.
Yeah.
Without any, you know, fine print. And same for Anissa. Hopefully her and Grace can just, like, be cute. So we need some love, man. We need some love. But... until next season, guys, where can they find you all?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
You can find me at Zuri Chalice, that's Z-U-R-I-C-H-E-L-L-C-E on Instagram and Twitter.
We have thoroughly enjoyed you this whole season. You can find me, Portia Carter, at All Things Portia Carter.
And you guys can slide into all my DMs at OKDrewJ. We've had so much fun this season. Make sure to keep up with us and keep up with AfterBuzz TV for all things Black Lightning. Until next season, bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.